Hello, and welcome to This Old Valley, the show where we tell you about all the cool and unique places in the San Fernando Valley that you may not know about. And as we like to say here, there's more to the valley than just traffic. I am your host, Jonathan Lancilota. Everyone thinks that all the cool landmarks are outside of the valley, and if you want to take a cool selfie in front of a famous landmark, you got to go to the streetlights at LACMA. But on today's episode, Dima Otovrchenko, a photographer behind Blue Water Valley, shows us the true beauty of the valley's landmarks that you might pass by in your everyday life. Dima, a photographer, a filmmaker, and musician, studied film at Vassar College and went on to get his MFA in film production at USC School of Cinematic Arts. Dima, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
So, you know, let's just jump into it. What is Blue Hour Valley?
It's an Instagram account I started about a year ago when I was just going on walks around Sunset and brought my camera along. Everything's really pretty at that time of day. And, yeah, I just kind of kept doing it. And that's pretty much it.
All right. So how long have you been doing photography, and what made you get into it in the first place?
I guess I started about 12 years ago. I studied film at college, and then I had this job where, you know, I kind of ran an equipment room for a TV production company. And then they also had a bunch of SLRs around that, you know, they'd let us use stuff on the weekend sometimes. So I just kind of picked up a camera and started that way.
Awesome. And, you know, getting into the photography, who kind of influenced you? Do you have anyone who has influenced you mostly?
I think mostly through music, actually. A lot of, like, my favorite bands kind of growing up, you know, you get the CD, you get the booklets, you know, inside, or the magazines, and you'd see, like, kind of the editorial portraits and album covers, things like that. That's probably kind of what influenced me the most, actually.
It's pretty cool. Normally, you know, most people see, you know, a photographer or, like, certain photos. I never heard anyone say, you know, about music albums and stuff like that, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's your style for the photos you normally take, generally?
Well, shooting, like, whether it's, I guess you could consider it street life or architectural, I don't know. But that's actually relatively new to me. I've been doing mostly portraiture. People to me have been kind of the most interesting things to photograph. I've done some underwater work. I love shooting dancers, actors, athletes, that kind of thing. Because it's always a lot of fun just to, you know, meet a person and kind of, you know, get their sense of self. That's my favorite part about it.
You said underwater photography. That's pretty interesting. How'd you do that?
I think, how did I start? I had a girlfriend a while ago that did an underwater shoot, and she showed me the pictures, and I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. But, like, kind of right away, I could already see, like, you know, like, here's what I would do differently. And then I said, well, why don't I try it? And just kind of like that, really.
That's pretty cool. That's interesting. And also, I wanted to ask, you know, on your page, you know, Blue Hour Valley, you know, you take photos at Blue Hour instead of, say, Golden Hour or something else. Why did you choose to do Blue Hour?
Well, Blue Hour, like the Valley, is really underappreciated, I think. Everyone kind of goes for that sunset picture, but there's a certain, I guess I refer to Blue Hour as like the filet mignon of daylight. It's like the rarest and softest bit of daylight in the day. If you've seen the real estate photography, a lot of it is done at Blue Hour. I think that's probably because there's this kind of push and pull between, as the daylight fades and the tungsten, you know, lamps and bulbs of artificial lighting come up, there's this like push and pull between those two. And that's kind of, I think, the best thing about Blue Hour, where kind of all the magic happens.
It's true. It's very underappreciated. Everyone wants to do, you know, sunset photos, mm-hmm. you know, all that good stuff. So going back, you know, with the page again, like, what made you want to start, you know, a page about the valley?
I mean, it's where I live, so it was, like, literally, I was just going on walks and just shooting the neighborhood. And then, you know, as I kept doing it, I was thinking of maybe just doing all of the city. But then, you know, everybody shoots L.A. there's a lot of really amazing photography, you know, that shoots downtown, the beaches, all the kind of LA landmarks. But there's only maybe like a handful of people shooting the valley. And like I said, I always felt it was underappreciated. And so I'm like, well, you know, let me stick to this and kind of make it all about that.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely a lot of people, when they think of LA, they're like, oh, you know, you got to go to LACMA, or you got to go to, you know, the Hollywood sign or Santa Monica to take, you know, cool selfies so they know, you know, you're here in LA. But a lot of people kind of forget that the valley is full of itself, you know, landmarks and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, going with the page and, you know, continuing about with the page and stuff, how often do you post to the page and, you know, how do you decide what to post?
I try to do once a day, but usually it's not necessarily every day, depending on if I'm busy or whatnot. Deciding what to post, I don't know. I guess, I certainly take a lot of suggestions. People whose roots are deeper in the valley than mine, I'm always up for suggestions of whatever to shoot. But really, yeah, just kind of anything. I have this, like, I have this Google map of locations that I need to do. It's like a to-do list. So anytime I even, maybe I drive past something and think, oh, that'd be really cool, I might have to come back here at twilight. but yeah, I guess it's just, anything that interests me or anything that I've seen. Because the other thing about the valley is there's so much filming that's been going on here for years. Long before I moved to Los Angeles, like, I was already kind of familiar with a lot of these locations just because I grew up watching, you know, TV and movies. And there's so many film locations that, I majored in film, and I've always been, like, a film fan. So some of my favorite movies, I've gone on little tours where I go to, like, the filming locations, take my own selfies in front of them, you know, so that kind of stuff gets added to the list. Anything historical, and just kind of anything that's kind of like a happening spot, I guess, like something that's, like, beloved, bars, restaurants, etc., bowling alleys, things like that, things that people have a connection to. A little while ago, I shot the old Mission Hills Bowl, which is now Ross. You know, that whole area has been redone, but they preserved a lot of the architecture there, and so and which is great. You know, it's a really cool location. But yeah, it's things like that, I think, that have a mix of, you know, the historical and the popular.
It's true. You know, the valley is full of, you know. Valley is very known for, you know, all the different filming locations. On the last episode, we talked about with someone who has a film tour, you know, all across the valley. You know, you go see where they filmed all these places, and it's pretty cool that, you know, you go out there at twilight and take a photo to kind of preserve it. Cause a lot of people just kind of think of it in the movie sense and not really, you know, think about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I think I've been on that tour. Is this the My Valley Pass?
Yes.
Yeah. I took one of those tours. It's really fun.
Have you inspired to, you know, decide places where to go shoot?
Yeah, certainly. Right. Put them on my list.
Awesome. And, going back to, you know, posting, trying to post daily, you know, obviously everyone gets busy. What's your day-to-day work schedule like normally?
Well, I have a part-time job, 3 days a week, and then the rest is freelance, so it's a little unpredictable. You know, some weeks are busier than others. I just came off a pretty busy week. So, you know, I try to do some photos in advance to... so that I don't have to work on it for a little while. It varies, I guess.
Varies. It's more of like a passion project for you, right? Or like a hobby?
I mean, yeah, because I don't know what else to do with, like, you know, I just kind of, like I said, I started a year ago, and it really has been, yeah, just kind of a passion project. If it becomes something else later, great, but I'm not, you know, I'm not there yet. I don't know.
You never know. You might have an exhibit about all the valley landmarks.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. And, going with, you know, saying how you, you know, try to shoot in advance sometimes, going on the tour, you know, how do you get inspired to do photo shoots?
For the valley or just in general?
In general, probably.
A lot of times I'll see something that I want to try. It's always fun doing something you haven't done before. Something that, you know, is challenging or, but I mean, it really just comes from anywhere. Sometimes I just see a person who has a unique features and I reach out, hey, can we work together on something? Sometimes it's like, you know, some kind of statement project. Sometimes it's just like fan art, honestly, you know, like I follow certain bands and stuff, and I'll shoot something related to them. So yeah, it really comes from all over.
Even like how you mentioned earlier with underwater photography, you saw and got inspired, like, oh, I could do that. I mean, you know, I would change a few things. So.
Yeah, I'd like to try it at least.
And so what's the process sort of like when you're trying to choose, you know, a place to shoot, not only just for like the blue, like for your Blue Hour Valley, but in general, you know, when you go do portraits?
The process, I guess I'm not really sure what you mean.
Kind of like, say we're like, you know, I have this, you know, model who's ready to go shoot, or this artist that wants to go shoot, and, you know, you're trying to come up with a place that would be interesting to have them in. Like, I saw you had photos at the Sepulveda Dam, for example.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you get, like, kind of, like, inspired, like, where you want to go take a photo like that?
Oh, okay. Well, like, the dam, for example, that's just something I passed on the freeway a lot and always saw, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember it from, like, you know, from, I've seen it before in media. And it's right there. I've just never been to it. So the photos I did there were the dance group. And when they reached out, they wanted to do a shoot, I said, hey, why don't we try the dam? Because that's something I want to do. And so it's usually something like that. Like they wanted to shoot, and then I wanted to shoot at the dam. So we just kind of put the two together. I have a kind of like a wish list of concepts and ideas, sort of like a running mood board of things I want to try. So a lot of times if somebody, you know, reaches out and wants to do a shoot, I'll refer them to my mood board and see, is there anything on here that'll interest you? Because then, like, you know, I'm doing something interesting and trying something for the first time. So, yeah.
And obviously as a photographer, you know, I'm a film major myself and do photography, you know, on the side and stuff. You know, I would, you know, kick myself if I didn't ask this question. What type of, you know, equipment/camera do you use?
Oh, I'm a Canon guy. That's kind of what I learned on and stuck with it ever since. I have a couple cameras. I guess my main workhorse is a 5D Mark III. And the lens I use most often is the 24-70 2.8.
I was actually going to ask that too. Like, what's your, you know, most favorite lens to shoot with and stuff like that?
Oh, I mean, it depends. I don't really have a, you know, it depends what I'm, because especially for some of this street stuff, like the valley, shooting the valley or shooting buildings or, you know, landscapes, you know, wider is good, you know, but then again, sometimes you want to, you know, single it in on something. So it's just, it depends. Yeah. I don't really have a favorite.
I know how some photographers are like, you know, they only stick to one lens. That's, you know, the lens they never take off the camera. They're never open to trying different lenses or going wider.
I mean, to each their own.
To each their own. And what's your kind of like, what kind of tools do you use when you're doing your post-processing? Like, what's kind of your workflow?
Mostly Lightroom.
Lightroom?
Yeah, pretty much. Again, it depends what I'm doing. For portraiture, I'll usually go in and refine a lot of stuff in Photoshop. You know, just get people looking picture perfect, you know, blemishes, etc., smoothing of whatever. But for the Valley stuff, yeah, pretty much all Lightroom. You know, I've developed a certain look that I like and kind of preset, and so I that's something that I apply to all the photos I do of that. And then I fine-tune depending on, you know, for every particular image.
And what's kind of your go-to equipment when you're traveling? Like, what's the one thing, you know, as a photographer you always carry? I myself, you know, always overpack when I travel.
Well, I always have in my trunk, I always have a speed light with a stand and an umbrella. And yeah, I pretty much bring my camera with me everywhere I go because you never know. Usually I don't use it every day, but it's when you don't have it that suddenly you have an opportunity to. And you wish you had your camera on you. So now I just always carry it with me.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, doing, you know, shooting here around the valley and stuff like that, what's been your most favorite landmark/place to shoot so far? It doesn't have to be only in the valley, but it could be, you know, in L.A. or San Francisco or New York or anywhere else.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I mean, I love the Southwest in general, you know, including California, but I love Arizona. Sedona is one of my favorite places. But, you know, Grand Canyon, Zion, all the, you know, national parks, Joshua Tree, Salton Sea, Death Valley. That's kind of like the broader thing. I guess more in the valley, Well, I used to live right down the street from, well, I still actually do. I didn't move that far. But I live in North Hollywood and kind of right down the street from Circus Liquor, you know, the big clown, which is sort of like, I mean, I don't know, if there had to be one landmark to represent the entire valley, that may be it. I don't know, you know. But it's certainly a popular spot and kind of a mascot. I don't think that clown has a name. But you know how in Vegas you have Vegas Vic, the cowboy, right on Fremont Street? That's kind of like the valley's Vegas Vic, I guess.
That's true. You know, that liquor store, especially the sign, you see it a lot in photos or in shows that they filmed here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of people kind of forget about that's right here in, you know, North Hollywood.
Yeah, it's just weird. Because, again, I've seen it growing up. You know, I grew up on the East Coast. And it just so happened that then I wound up living next to it. I'm like, oh, that's my liquor store. All right.
And, you know, are there any places that, you know, places or things you've been wanting to shoot but haven't gotten a chance to?
Oof. I mean, travel, really. I haven't been out of the country much. I've done a lot of traveling within America. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to visit, I mean, everywhere. I'd love to visit Japan, Australia, England, Antarctica. You know, it really, I mean, travel would be cool. If I was able to do it, I'd, you know, that's definitely on it's on my bucket list.
And you know, among your works, out of, you know, all the different photos you take in, you know, ones for you did for the Blue Water Valley or portraits, you know, what's been, you know, obviously it's hard to, you know, decide which one has been your favorite, but do you have one that, you know, stands out for you that you like the most out of all the photos you take in?
Out of different types of photos, or
yeah, it could be different. Specific? Just like among, like, you know, photos that you've taken, you know, that you like the most. Obviously, it's kind of hard to choose, you know, which one you like specifically. But is there, you know, a few that have been your favorite so far?
Well, it's always fun for me to work with someone like I was already familiar with. Like, I do reach out now and then, like, to whether they're actors or musicians or artists. And it's cool when that can happen, when I get to work with somebody who I've, you know, kind of admired for a while. So I think that would be my favorite, probably not even necessarily with the images, just more like the experience of working with them, getting to know them and, you know, working with them on something. That's always fun.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, you studied film at college and stuff. So what was, you know, kind of your career path? How'd you go from, you know, an aspiring photographer to doing it, you know, full-time/freelance for a living?
Well, I was always just doing film production in school, learning it. I was always kind of heavy on the camera side of it, the shooting. And I kind of really fell into photography big time after graduating because even though that's something I always liked, what I really wanted to do was direct. And you know, as a cinematographer, you're not really directing. You're directing a photography, but you're working under a director. When you're doing photography, though, you are the director, so it's still your vision. You're calling the shots. You're directing the talent, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of that was very kind of artistically satisfying to me. So I think that's probably the biggest reason why I've fell heavier into that.
Going back to, you know, how you were talking about how you, you know, studied film originally in college, and that, you know, even in your bio, how you went back to get your MFA at USC. What kind of made you want to go back to school and get your MFA?
I guess because my undergrad film production experience was very different from USC's. I was at Vassar up in New York, upstate New York. And it's a small school. I think it's like 2,400 students total, and the film program there, you know, it's a good program, but you know, like my semester when I did it, there were only 20 of us, and it's just a completely different world, you know, being out there. Like, I didn't know what a call sheet was. I didn't know what crafty was. You know, like, yeah, we learned, you know, how to light and direct and shoot film and edit, etc. But being in LA, it's a completely different, you know. USC is, I mean, it's huge. It's the world's best film school. We, you know, they have something like 8 sound stages. You know, it's never a shortage of actors up at Vassar. You know, you always like asking your friends, hey, can you be in my little student movie? You know, just totally non-professional actors, just I'll be in my, you know, fellow students' films, that kind of thing. So, I mean, if the opportunity to USC was great, it's completely different.
You mentioned you went to school up in upstate New York. So originally you lived in New York and came over to LA, right?
More or less. Well, I mean, I'm from Russia originally, Soviet Union, I guess. And then my family moved to America in 1992, and we grew up in Jersey, North New Jersey, and then moved a little further upstate New York, about 90 minutes from Manhattan. So
what kind of made you, you know, when you moved to LA, did you come in mind for doing, you know, film production, photography, anything like that?
Yeah, I came out here right after graduating from Vassar. I just figured I'd always end up here. If I want to do film, like, I'll sooner or later I'll be here, so might as well just start. And I kind of got a job right away anyway, working at a TV company, production company. So, it was just like August of that year, right after graduating. Just moved out here and been here ever since.
That's awesome. And, you know, we're sort of, you know, there's some things people don't really realize that photographers have to go through, you know, sort of in the daily struggle.
That's a pretty broad question. I could talk for hours about that. I think this is probably true for just any kind of art that you do, is that the scariest thing about it is you never know. There's no way to know if you're just not good, if you don't have what it takes, if you're not cut out for it, or if you just haven't gotten your break yet. You know, you hear it all the time from famous actors. You know, how many auditions did Jack Nicholson go on before, you know, he got his break? And he could have stopped at any moment and taken that as a cue that, hey, you know, this isn't for you. You hear it again and again and again. And at the same time, though, there are people who, you know, maybe would be better suited elsewhere. And the scariest part is you don't know which one you are. There's not really, you know, people can tell you, but at the end of the day, you know, you always have to believe in yourself. There's really no other way to do it. So, you know, you never know which one you are. Like, if you just haven't gotten your shot yet, or if you're just, this isn't your thing.
That's very true. I think a lot of photographers and a lot of people in, you know, creative space where they're trying to make it, have that sort of kind of thought in their head. Like, they don't know if they're just good or bad, or if they just haven't had, you know, their moment yet.
Right.
It's very true. You know, bringing it back to, you know, the Valley, and bringing it back local and stuff. Do you work with other businesses or, you know, places around the Valley when it comes to shooting? Like, would you work with, you know, say, for example, the liquor store?
Oh, sure. I mean, if anyone who reaches out, I'll be happy to. I've been living in the Valley for 4 years now. And, I'm relatively new. I'm discovering it as well, you know. And I've become I just really enjoy living here. I never thought I would. I used to work in the Valley. My first job was here, but I lived on the other side of the hill down in LA. And so I'd commute here, but then, after moving here, I'm like, I should have been here all along. This is it's a nice place to be.
It's a nice place. Yeah. Going back how you say, you know, you like living in the Valley and stuff. You know, not for, you know, specifically just for the photos you've taken, but, you know, what's been your most favorite spot so far in the Valley that you discovered? Either like a park or, you know, a store or something, cool place.
Hanson Dam is a good place. I like NoHo a lot. That's why I've stayed living here. Even when I moved, I stayed same zip code. North Hollywood is really growing. Certainly, it's different than it was 10 years ago, and I've seen the plans for what it's going to become. So it'll be, you know, give another 10 years, and it's going to be a pretty big hub. There's certainly a lot of construction development going on around there. Maybe too much so in a certain way, because like the reason I moved is because the rents just went sky high. I mean, I got the building I used to live in, it was like I believe 25% increase for my lease renewal. I'm like, wow. You know, times they are changing.
They definitely are, especially all across the Valley. You know, mm-hmm. Your photos might, you know, sort of document that change happening.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, wrapping it up, is there anything else you want to add? Nothing much?
No, not really.
Dima, thank you so much for joining me today. Best of luck to all your future, you know, endeavors, you know, photo shoots. You want to say your social medias where people can find you?
Oh, yeah, sure. On Instagram, you can find me at Blue Hour Valley. And my regular photography account is Dima Lemur. Dima, D-I-M-A, Lemur, L-E-M-U-R.
We'll make sure to add him into the show's bio. For more information, go to kpcradio.com. We'll have all his social medias right there linked so you can see all his awesome photos. Tune in next time where we talk about the Museum of the San Fernando Valley, a local museum about the valley's history. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you join me next week. Signing off.